欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们的布道会。
Welcome our friends to attend this evangelical service.
我们前三个晚上查考主耶稣是道路、真理、生命。
In the last three nights, we studied that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣是道路。
Jesus is the way.
要把我们从地上带到天上。
To bring us from the earth to heaven.
他是道路。 要把我们从物质界带到灵界。
He is the way to bring us from the material world to the spiritual world.
他是道路。 要把我们从有限的今生带到无限的永恒。
He is the way to bring us from this limited life to an eternal life.
他是道路。 要把我们一个罪人带到神的面前。
He is the way to bring us as sinners to the presence of God.
除了他。
Besides
him. 没有另外一条路能够达到他。
There is no other way that can take us where he can take us.
耶稣是真理,
Jesus is the truth.
是人世间永远的标准,
he is the everlasting standard among men.
是绝对的标准,
he is the absolute standard.
所以我们找到的耶稣, 人生的问题就有一个绝对的答案。
So if we find Jesus, then we will find an absolute answer to all of our problems.
从今以后我们就不会 被迷惑，我们就不会犹豫不定，因为我已经找到最后的答案。
And from that point on, we will not get lost. We will not become worried because I have the absolute answer.
这是何等的可贵！
How precious this is!
耶稣是生命。
Jesus is the life.
在他里面没有死亡。
In him, there is no death.
死亡已经被吞灭了。
Death has already been swallowed up.
而且这是一个完美的生命。
And this is a perfect life.
没有缺点的生命。
A life that lacks nothing.
这个生命要在我们身上成长。
And this life is to grow in us.
所以这一些美妙的应许都要白白赐给我们。
And so these wonderful promises are given to us freely.
那如果有一个人说，我接受，我也相信。 那请问下一步怎么办？
Now if somebody says, I accept this, I believe, then what is the next step?
我记得大概十几年前曾经看过这个 Billy Graham 在纽约中央公园 做布道会。
I remember over 10 years ago, I saw Billy Graham preaching in the Central Park in New York.
非常多人参加, 差不多50万人。
There were about 500,000 people there listening to him.
我发现他口才非常好。
And I noticed that he had great eloquence.
所以难怪能够吸引这么多人。
So he could attract so many people.
最后, 他就问一个问题。
At the end, he asked a question.
你们今天相信耶稣做救主的举手。
Today, those of you who believe in Jesus as your Savior, raise your hand.
好多人举手。
And so many people raise their hands.
他宣告。
And he announced.
你们得救了。
You have been saved.
从今以后，你就到附近的教会去聚会。
From this point on, go to a local church for service.
前面讲的讯息，很多我们都觉得是对的。
A lot of the teachings he said in the beginning, we feel are also correct.
但是最后的结论。
But the final result
doesn't
seem like it's very satisfying.
因为他的结论是，你只要到教会都可以，每一个教会都好。
Because his conclusion is you could just go to any church, they're all good.
我们知道，当一个人要信耶稣，下一个难题是，那我要到哪一个教会去？
We know that if somebody wants to believe in Jesus, the next hard question is, now which church do I go to?
有人问我。 你如果圣经翻得出来真耶稣教会，我从今我就不离开。
Somebody told me if you can find true Jesus Church in the Bible, I will never leave.
我真的翻不出来。
I couldn't find it.
所以找教会有很多不同的方法。
So there are different ways to find a church.
现在最流行的就是社区教会。
And right now the popular way of finding a church is to find it based on where you live.
A community
church.
就是你住在哪里，最近你的教会最方便，走路就可以到。
So you just find the closest church to your house, maybe one you could even walk to.
那过了几年你搬了，那你就到附近社区的教会。
And after a few years, if you move, then you find a new community church in your new community.
所以这个强调社区教会一般都不强调教义。
So most people who emphasize community churches don't emphasize doctrines.
他强调耶稣的爱，但是他不强调教义。
They emphasize the love of Jesus, but they don't emphasize doctrines.
因为一强调教义，不同就跑出来。Because
once you talk about doctrines, now there's all these differences.
那就很难合一的。And
it's very hard to bring everyone together.
这是第一个，社区教会。This
is the first, community churches.
那第二个。
The second.
比较年轻的人就，或者年纪比较大的就找。 教哪一个教会活动比较多。
Those who are either older or younger find which church has more activities for me.
因为活动比较多啊，你生活就比较丰富的内容。
Because if there are more activities, then I have more in my life.
所以你看，有的教会啊，讲完道理后就开始到哪里去玩报名，那个到哪里去郊游烤肉，很多活动。
So you see a lot of churches right after the sermon. Now let's sign up. Who wants to go picnicking or go to a barbecue?
那吸引好多人。
And they attract a lot of people.
这是第二个，以活动来决定我要不要参加那个教会。
This is the second way. You can use activities to decide which church you want to go to.
那第三个选择教会的。
Now the third way you can choose a church.
就是人多。
Is which church has the most people?
人多大概没有错，难道这么多人都被骗吗？
If there are a lot of people, I can't go wrong. It can't be that all these people are being deceived.
你如果到餐馆去吃饭，
If you go to a restaurant to eat,
人多就没有错。
If there are a lot of people there, you're good.
那我们在法国以前有一个弟兄开餐馆。
So in France, we had a brother who opened a restaurant.
刚刚开始的时候，他说信徒可以到我餐馆来免费吃。
In the beginning, he said members can come eat in my restaurant for free.
但是有一个条件。
But there's one condition.
吃越久越好。
The longer you eat, the better.
因为你要看里面有人，人才会进来。
Because when there's people inside, then other people will come in.
你如果煮的不好吃、不新鲜，下次就不来了。
If you cook bad food, unfresh food, people don't come back.
所以这个餐馆要人多。
So restaurants have to have a lot of people.
那教会人多，难道这么多都会被骗吗？
Now, if there's a lot of people in the church, could it be that all these people don't know what they're doing?
所以你看有的教会啊，哇，人山人海。
So you see some churches have a lot of people.
盖得像体育场一样。
And they build their chapels like stadiums or arenas.
那有的教室好像那个看打球一样，一场出去，下一场进来。
And a lot of these churches are like stadiums where there's stadium seating and there's different levels of seating.
那这个人多的教会啊，常常有连带一个就是那个牧师口才很好。
And usually when you go to a church with a lot of people, you find that the minister has a lot of eloquence.
这个 Garden Grove 有一个叫做 Crystal Cathedral.
There's a church in Garden Grove called the Crystal Cathedral.
玻璃水晶会堂，盖得非常漂亮。
It's built very beautifully.
它里面有一个牧师。
And there's a minister there.
他专门讲圣经中的积极思想。
And he specifically talks about the
positive thinking.
The positive thinkings in the Bible.
好多人喜欢听。
A lot of people like listening to that.
而且电视实况转播。
And they broadcast to the TVs.
因为好多人情绪上需要有一种鼓舞。
Because a lot of people feel like they need to get this boost.
那圣经里面有很多的积极思想。
And there's a lot of positive thinkings in the Bible.
听了第二天啊，早上很早就起来上班去了。
So when they hear this message, next day they get up early in the morning and go to work.
他不讲圣经里面的救恩。
They don't talk about salvation in the Bible.
这个也吸引很多人。
And this attracts a lot of people too.
还有，有的选择教会啊。就用感情的方式。
Some people choose their church based on their emotions.
我已经三代在长老会了。
I've been in the, or how long their family's been in the church. I've been in the Pentecostal church for 3 generations.
这是我家的传统啊。
This is the tradition of my family.
我公公在长老会是长老。
My grandfather was an elder in the Pentecostal church.
我怎么能够到你们教会去呢？
Or the Presbyterian church. How can I come to your church?
因为他有一个感情绑在那里。
Because they have some kind of emotional bond to the church.
所以就找那个教会去了。
And so they go to that church.
所以我们发现了，现在这个时代里面呢，找教会。各种不同的方式。
So you find that these days there are many different ways you can find a church.
那当你要信耶稣，你要找教会，那怎么找呢？
But now that you believe in Jesus, how do you find a church?
我们首先要了解教会是什么。
First, let's understand what is a church.
那你参加教会的目的是什么？
And what is the goal that you go to church?
当然，这个目的是从圣经来讲的。
Of course, the goal has to come from the Bible.
我们以前也有一个长老，他自己在正道讲说，他年轻的时候去教会就是要看女孩子。
We used to have an elder. He said that I used to go to church to look for girls.
但是后来他悔改了，信主了。
Then he repented and he believed in Jesus.
那如果从圣经来讲，参加教会的目的是什么？
But if you look from the Bible, what is the goal that you believe you go to church?
参加教会的目的就是得救。
The goal of attending church is salvation.
这个是最重要的。
This is the most important.
那教会是什么？
What is a church?
圣经说教会就是耶稣的身体。
The Bible says the church is the body of Christ.
那圣经又讲。
The Bible also says
身体没有灵魂是死的。
A body without spirit is dead.
就好像信心没有行为是死的。
Just like faith without works is dead.
所以圣经对死有一个新的定义。
And so the Bible has a new definition of death.
就是你不是心脏停了，不会呼吸就死了。
It doesn't just mean that if you can't, your heart doesn't beat and you can't breathe, you're dead.
或者脑波停止，你就死了，不是这
样。Or that when your brain stops working, you're dead.
是你的灵魂好像一个软体，从这个身体这个硬体出来，你就死了。
It's that your spirit is like software. When it leaves the hardware, your body, you're dead.
所以有的人真的死了，回到天国去。
So some people, when they really die, they go back to heaven.
我们教会有这个见证。
We have testimonies in our church.
但是大家帮他祷告。
But then people pray for them.
天使说：“哎，大家祷告，你要回去。”
And the angel tells him, "People are praying for you. You got to go back."
他感觉到他灵魂从天上掉下来，又活过来。
He feels his spirit falling back down from heaven, and he lives again.
所以灵魂没有身体没有灵魂是死的。
So a body without spirit is dead.
那如果教会是耶稣的身体
？Now if the church is the body of Christ,
教会应该有耶稣的灵。
The church should have the spirit of Christ.
这样，这个教会才有生命。
Then that church has life.
那耶稣的灵是什么
？Now what is the spirit of Christ?
是圣灵。
Is the Holy Spirit.
所以，如果从《使徒行传》你翻来看
，So if you look around in the Book of Acts，
主耶稣升天以前就应许圣灵要降下来。
Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he promised that the Holy Spirit would come down.
第二章圣灵降下来。
In chapter 2, the Holy Spirit did come down.
然后以后每一章都提到圣灵的工作。
And in every chapter following that, it talked about the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以那个时候圣灵非常明显。
So at the time, the Holy Spirit was very evident.
但是今天你参加好多的教会。
But today, you go to all these different churches.
你常常发现。
And you find.
使徒行传里面讲这个圣灵，现在一般教会你找不到。
The Holy Spirit you read about in Acts, you can't find in most churches.
就很多人说这个好像盖房子，你这个盖房子好像有一个鹰架，外面有一个架子，房子盖好，那鹰架就要拆掉了。
And a lot of people say that it's like scaffolding. When you build a building, you have to have scaffolding on the outside. When you're done with the building, you take the scaffolding down.
当初要开始要兴旺教会的时候，所以需要有一个有圣灵，现在。不需要，圣灵已经住在我们当中。
So they say that when they were trying to establish this church, they needed this Holy Spirit to establish it. But now that the church is established, it's gone. We don't need it.
但是我们来到我们真耶稣教会，第一个感觉祷告不一样。
But when you come to the True Jesus Church, the first thing you usually realize is the prayer is different.
非常独特。
It's very unique.
因为圣灵在2000年前的降临，今天完完全全的重复在真耶稣教会。
Because the Holy Spirit that descended 2,000 years ago.Is now back in the True Jesus Church.
所以我们就知道这个教会有圣灵降临，因此这个是耶稣的身体，是有生命的。
So we know that the church that has the Holy Spirit is the body of Christ and it has life.
这是第一个条件。
This is the first requirement.
这个教会一定要有圣灵。
This church has to have the Holy Spirit.
那第二个。
The second.
我们记得有一个神迹主耶稣。传道的时候，有一个妇人患了十二年的血漏。
Remember, there was a miracle when Jesus was preaching. There was a woman who had bled for 12 years.
她看了所有的医生，没有能够医她。
She saw all these doctors, and not one could heal her.
钱也用完了。
And she used up all her money.
但是血漏没有停止。
But her bleeding continued.
她的人生已经快要到尽头了。
And she must have been near the point of death.
她只有一个希望。
There was only one hope.
她来找耶稣。
She came to find Jesus.
你看她的身体多么的虚弱。
Could you think about how weak her body was?
主耶稣的身周围挤满了这么多人。
That there are so many people surrounding Jesus.
一个流了十二年血的妇人要怎么去靠近主耶稣呢？
How could a woman who has been bleeding for 12 years get close to Jesus?
她很努力的去拥挤到人群里面。
She bravely nudged forward and pushed through all the people.
当她一触摸耶稣的身体。
And the moment she touched Jesus' cloak,
血肉马上停止。
Her bleeding stopped.
耶稣问说：“谁问谁摸我？”
Jesus said, "Who touched me?"
大家说：“不小心这么多人。”总是会摸到你。
And everyone said, "There's all these people around you. Somebody must have hit you by accident."
耶稣说：“不是的，我感觉到有能力从我身上出去。”
Jesus said, "No, I felt power leave me."
耶稣说：“有能力从我的身上出去。”
Jesus said, "I felt power depart from me."
耶稣的身体今天就是教会。
The body of Christ is the church today.
如果这个教会是属于主耶稣的
，If this church is of Jesus,
有能力。从这个教会出去
，then power will depart from this church.
可以看到很多的神迹奇事
，and you'll find a lot of miracles.
所以主耶稣开始出来传道了。
So when Jesus first came out to preach,
第一个讲道有能力。
First, his teachings had power.
第二个有赶鬼的能力。
Second, he had the power to cast away evil spirits.
第三个有医病的能力。
Third, he had the power to heal the sick.
今天教会有神的同在。
Today the church has the abidance of God.
所以有很多神迹奇事的见证。
So there are many testimonies of miracles and wonders.
医病赶鬼的见证。
Of sicknesses that were healed and evil spirits that were cast out.
个人生命改变的见证。
And testimonies of people's lives who were changed.
这个代表耶稣的身体今天还是有能力的。
This represents that Jesus' body still has power today.
所以耶稣不只是你听得见的。
So Jesus is not just somebody you can hear.
你看得见。
You can see him.
你看得见他在周围行神迹。
You can see all the miracles he's performing among you.
而且你可以摸得到。
And you can touch him.
你本身可以体会到他的能力。
You can experience his power.
这是身体重要的第二个条件。
This is the second most important requirement of his body.
必须让你感受到有能力。
It lets you feel that he has power.
所以你的生命可以更新变化。
So that your life can be renewed and changed.
第三个。
Third.
耶稣的身体要讲耶稣的话。
The body of Christ must speak the words of Christ.
耶稣的话就是圣经的教训。
And the words of Jesus are the teachings of the Bible.
也就是要传跟圣经一样。
Which is that it must preach the same way as the Bible.
所以我们要找教会很简单，你就翻开圣经来看。
So it's very easy to find at the church. You open the Bible.
圣经有讲的，他有没有讲？
What the Bible says, does this church say?
他讲的，圣经有没有讲？
What this church says, does the Bible say that?
有的讲的很多，圣经没有的。
Some churches talk about a lot of things that you can't find in the Bible.
那是人推理出来的。
These are things that people have thought up.
那不一定是对的。
They're not necessarily right.
但是有的是圣经有讲，他没有讲。
And there are some churches where the Bible says something, but they don't.
他把它省略下来了。
They omitted it.
他把它改变了。
They've changed it.
所以我们的教会如果要属于主耶稣，要传的跟圣经一样。
So if our church is to be of Jesus, it must preach the same way.
因此，如果你可以找到一个教会符合这三个标准
，If you can find a church that meets these three requirements,
有圣灵的降临
，It has the descension of the Holy Spirit.
能够体会到神的权柄
，You can experience the power of God.
传的跟圣经一样
，And it preaches the same as the Bible.
那个就是你要加入的教会。
That is the church you need to join.
那今天晚上我们再来查考主耶稣讲的一段话。是普遍在各个教会被忽略或者另外一种解释的一句话。
So tonight, let's talk about something that Jesus said that has been either changed or neglected in most churches today.
约翰福音三章五节。
John chapter 3 verse 5.
约翰福音三章五节。
John chapter 3 verse 5.
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你，人若不从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
Jesus answered, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
我们常常听到一般基督教在布道最常引用的是罗马书第十章第十节。
Often when we hear churches evangelizing, the verse they use the most is Romans chapter 10, verse 10.
你心里相信，口里承认，你就得救了。
For with the heart, if you believe with your heart and you confess with your mouth, then you have been saved.
所以普遍的教会都以这一节做结论。
So most churches use that verse as a conclusion.
你心里相信，口里承认，就得救了。
If you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth, you're saved.
这一句有没有错？当然没有错，这是圣经的话。
Is that wrong? No, of course not. It's in the Bible.
但是这个心里相信，口里承认，就得救，这个表示说，你就往得救的那个迈出的第一步了，不是全部了。
But if you just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, and all of a sudden you're saved, then that's just the first step. That's not salvation.
请问到旧金山怎么去？
Now let me ask you, how do you get to San Francisco?
你上五号就到了。
You get on the 5 and you're there.
那讲解很简单啊。
It seems very easy.
你要开六个钟头。
But you have to drive 6 hours.
这个路程还是很长的。
So it's still a long journey.
所以你心里相信耶稣，你口里承认他。
So if you believe in him in your heart and you confess him with your mouth,
你已经离开了信仰的原点了。
Then you have already left the starting point of your faith.
那你开始还在追求啊。
But you have to continue to pursue.
信什么？
To believe what?
信耶稣讲的话。
To believe what Jesus said.
什么是真的信？
What is true belief?
照着去做。
You do it.
用行为来表达。
You believe it, you show it with your actions.
那约翰福音三章五节就是主耶稣讲的话。
Now John 3:5 is the words of Jesus.
你信吗？
Do you believe it?
如果我们信，
if you believe it,
我们就要照着去做。
We have to do what it says.
主耶稣说，人如果不是从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
Jesus said, unless one is born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
可见，如果我心里相信，我口里承认，但是我没有从水生，我没有从圣灵生，我可以进神的国吗？
So if I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth, but I am not born of the water and the Spirit, can I enter the kingdom of God?
主耶稣讲的话很清楚。
Jesus said it very clearly.
没有从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
所以进神的国有两大要件。
And so there are two main criteria to enter the kingdom of God.
第一个要从水生。
First, you must be born of the water.
第二个要从圣灵生。
Second, you must be born of spirit.
这是得救的两大要件。
These are the two requirements of being saved.
但是我们在一般的基督教界里面很少提到。
And you often don't hear this in most churches.
我曾经跟一些基督徒在讨论这一节。
I was discussing this verse with some Christians once.
他说我同意。
They said, I agree.
因为这耶稣讲的话我同意。
This is what Jesus said, I agree.
那从水生什么意思？
Now, what does it mean to be born of the water?
我们大家都是从水生啊。
Everybody's...
当你母亲生你的时候，你在羊水里面跑出来，从水生。
Everybody's born of water. When you're in your mother's womb, you're surrounded by water. And then when you're born, oh, there you are, you're born of water.
这个就是用世界上的体验要来解释圣经的话。
This is using the experiences of the world to explain the words in the Bible.
所以当主耶稣讲要重生的时候，那个尼哥底母推人，他是犹太人的老师，他马上想，我年纪这么大，怎么进到母亲的肚子再生出来？
So when Jesus said this to Nicodemus, he was a very educated Pharisee, and he thought, how I'm so old, how can I go back into my mother's womb?
所以他马上用地上的经验要来了解耶稣的话，没有办法了解。
Right away, he used the experiences of this world to try to understand Jesus' words, but there's no way you could do that.
因为耶稣讲的话是灵，是生命，是在灵界里面的意思。
Because the words that Jesus spoke are spirit and they are life. They are in the spiritual world.
你只要在灵界里面去领悟，然后去做，你就会得到生命。
If you do this in the spiritual realm, then you will receive life.
啊，什么叫从水生？
What does it mean to be born of water?
我们看提多书。
Let's look at Titus.
啊，第三章。
Verse 3.
第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
提多书第三章第五节。
Titus chapter 3, verse 5.
他便救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照着他的怜悯，借着重生的喜跟圣灵的更新。
Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
有时候我们跟一些朋友在谈道理。
Sometimes when we're discussing the truth with some friends,
我们也遇到一些朋友，我从小都凭良心做事。
We find friends that say that I've been doing things according to my conscience since I was young.
他意思说，难道主耶稣把我丢在地狱吗？
Which means, if I've been doing these good things, will Jesus just leave me to rot in hell?
所以大概他也觉得自己相当不错。
And they probably think that they're actually not too bad.
这是因为他的标准是他的良心。
And this is because their standard is their conscience.
但是良心每个人也不太一样。
But everybody's conscience is a little different.
有一个信徒回到家里面了，发现他的这个所有的柜子都被打开了。
There's a believer who went home once and found that all his drawers and cabinets had been opened.
地上还留着红包。
And there was even a red envelope with money on the floor.
因为那个小偷进来，什么都找不到，觉得这一家很可怜，良心发现了，留了一个红包。
Because the robber came and tried to rob the house, and he tore it apart, and then his conscience rebuked him, so he left a little money for them.
他也有良心啊。
He had the conscience too.
我没有偷你啊。
I didn't rob any.
你这么穷，对不起，留一个红包。
You're so poor, I couldn't find anything. Sorry, here's some money.
所以当一个人说我凭良心做事。
So when somebody says, I act according to my conscience,
难道神把我丢到地狱吗？
Would God leave me in hell?
看起来这是义人。
It seems like this is a righteous person.
但是他的用他的良心来标准来量。
But they are measuring themselves based on their conscience.
我又听见一个布道法，新的布道方法。
布道方法。
Evangelical, 布道的方法。
Oh, I also have heard of another method of evangelism.
诸位有没有听过叫做十诫布道法？
I don't know if you've heard of this. It is called
十诫 Ten Commandments 布道法。
It is called the Ten Commandments method of evangelism.
你要叫人信很难啊。
It's very hard for you to make somebody believe.
第一诫，你有没有拜神？
Because first, do you believe in God? Do you worship God?
拜，没有。
No.
你有没有拜偶像？
Do you worship idols?
有，我这里有一个观音。
Yes, I have this necklace on.
你有没有妄称神的名？
Do you use the Lord's name in vain?
每次生气就把一个主耶稣的名提出来了。
Yeah, every time I get angry, I say the name of Jesus.
你有没有守安息日？
Do you observe the Sabbath?
哪一天是安息日？
What day is the Sabbath?
要孝敬父母。
You have to honor your parents.
我已经两个月没有打电话给爸爸了。
I haven't called my dad in 2 months.
不可以杀人。
You cannot kill, murder.
我堕胎好几次啊。堕胎好几次。
I've had an abortion so many times.
你是罪人。
Oh, you are a sinner.
那怎么办？
Now what?
信耶稣，这个叫做十诫布道法。
Believe in Jesus. This is called the Ten Commandments method of evangelism.
标准线定出来，把你定到罪里面，那怎么办？信耶稣。
You first set the standards, and then you use those standards to set him as a sinner, and then you make him believe.
所以当神的诫命一拉开来
，So once you open up the Ten Commandments of God,
还有一个义人吗
Is there any righteous man left?
没有一个义人。
Not one.
所以这里说神救我们不是我们所行的义。
So it says that God did not save us because of works of righteousness which we have done.
好像那个在申请学校，哇，因为你分数很好，进来吧。
It's not like when you apply for a school, oh, because you have such great grades, we'll let you in.
哇，你这个人哦，很好，所以主耶稣很感动，好救你。
Well, you're such a great person, so you've touched God and He wants to save you now. It's not like that. Before God, there is not one person who's righteous. So then what? How can we be saved? We must be saved by His mercy. What's mercy? You don't have the qualifications. We cannot reach that standard. So then what?
Then just 法外开恩，开一条路给你进来。
Have mercy on me. You just open a way for us to get in.
那怎么借着怜悯来救我们
？So how can we be saved according to His mercy?
这里说重生的洗跟圣灵的更新。
It says here through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣对尼哥底母要从水生跟圣灵生，那个从水生这里就讲清楚，就是重生的洗，就是洗礼。
So when Jesus told Nicodemus to be born of the water and the Spirit, to be born of water is what it talks about here is baptism.
还有圣灵的更新就是得圣灵。
And the renewing of the Holy Spirit, which is to receive the Holy Spirit.
靠圣灵变化做一个新人。
And to rely on the Holy Spirit to become a new person.
所以不只是说心里相信口里承认什么都不要做你就得救了。
So it's not just that I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth and I don't have to do anything and I'm saved.
还需要重生的洗跟圣灵的更新。
We must have the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
那我们再问清楚一点，那为什么一定要洗礼？
Now let's ask a little clearer. Why do we have to be baptized?
难道我不洗不行吗？
Can I not be baptized?
我相信耶稣，我认罪，我改变新的生活，这样不行吗？
If I believe in Jesus and I change my ways and I follow Him, is that enough?
好，我们看约翰一书第五章。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这个借着水和血而来的就是耶稣基督，不单是用水，乃是用血，并且第七节
Verse 7.
并且有圣灵做见证，因为圣灵就是真理。第八节
Verse 8.
做见证的原来有三，就是圣灵、水跟血，这三样也归于一。这个地方说借着水跟血而来的就是耶稣基督。
It says that he who came by water and blood is Jesus Christ.
为什么他谈耶稣基督的时候要特别谈水跟血呢？
How come when they're talking about Jesus Christ, they have to specifically mention water and blood?
这个不是让人觉得很奇怪吗？
Doesn't this make people think this is strange?
你介绍一个人就介绍一个人，为什么把水跟血都讲出来呢？
When you introduce a person, you just introduce the person. Why do you have to talk about water and blood?
我们知道主耶稣钉在十字架是为着救我们。
We know that Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross to save us.
最后罗马的兵丁在他肋骨砸了一个洞。
In the end, the Roman soldiers pierced a hole through the side of his body.
圣经讲得很清楚，流出水又流出血。
And the Bible said very clearly, water and blood flowed out.
这是一个很大的神迹啊。
This was a great miracle.
这么身体砸了一个洞，有血流出来，这很正常。但是水流出来，这个就很特别。
When you poke a hole in somebody's body, it's normal for blood to come out, but how come water also came out?
那个就是我们赦罪的泉源。
That is the fountain by which we are saved and our sins are washed away.
因为照着神的律法，凡是罪都要流血才可以洁净。
Because according to the law of God, when there is sin, there needs to be blood to wash it.
所以旧约时代犯罪了，一定要牵牛羊，要宰牛羊为人赦罪。
So in the Old Testament, when somebody sinned, they had to bring an ox or a lamb to be killed so that their sin could be atoned for.
那个只是预表。
But that was just a prefiguration.
如果牛羊能够赦人的罪，
if an ox or lamb could save our sins,
哇，那有钱人就可以无穷尽犯罪，反正犯了一罪了，再杀一头羊就好了。
Then if you have money, you could sin as much as you want because every time you sin, just kill a lamb.
那是预表一头无罪的羔羊。
But that was to prefigure the
无罪的羔羊啊 ，lamb.
The lamb.
哦，就是主耶稣啊。
Which is Jesus Christ,
他为我们罪死在十字架上。
Who died for our sins on the cross.
最后他说成了。
And in the end, he said, it is finished.
成了就是救恩成全了。
It is finished, meaning salvation is finished.
他已经流出他的宝水，付出他的生命，救恩成全了。
That he had already bled and given up his life, and salvation had been accomplished.
所以我们今天洗礼是奉耶稣的名。
So today, when we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣就在 我们洗礼当中。
And Jesus is among us in our baptism.
那照着他的应许。
Now according to his promise.
有圣灵的运行。
With the Holy Spirit as a witness.
因为我们是照着圣经的道理，所以有圣灵在运行。
And because we are following the according to the teachings of the Bible, so the Holy Spirit bears witness.
因为真理跟圣灵是一致的。
Because the truth and the Holy Spirit are one.
所以主耶稣的宝血就在水里面。洗掉我们的罪。
So the blood of Jesus Christ is in the water washing our sins.
所以我们的洗礼在水里面洗不错，但是也在主耶稣的宝血里面洗。
So yes, we baptize in the water, but we're also baptizing in the blood of Jesus Christ.
因此，这个叫做从水生。
This is to be born of water.
我们教会里面的洗礼啊，有三件事情啊，来印证这个洗礼是蒙神祝福的。
In our church, there are three things that show that this baptism is blessed by God.
第一个印证。
The first.
洗礼的时候，好多人看到耶稣的宝血。
During baptism, many people see the blood of Jesus.
又不是每一个人看到。
Not everybody sees it.
如果每一个人看到，这是物质的，所以你有眼睛你就看得到。
If everyone could see it, then it would be material. As long as you have eyes, you can see.
但是有的人看到。
But only some people see it.
因为这个宝血是在灵界里面的显现。
Because this blood, the saving blood, is something in the spiritual world.
所以神开你的眼睛你就看得到。
So when God opens your eyes, you can see it.
比方说，如果神开你的眼睛，
If God opened your eyes,
你就可以看到很多的天使啊。
You could see a lot of angels.
我们教会有一个信徒聚会到一半站起来，为什么你在大声在叫呢？
Once we had a service in church where halfway through somebody stood up and started yelling, and we're wondering, what are you yelling for?
因为他看到天使在点名，点到他的名，他站起来，哟，我在这里。
And they said, yo, because they saw angels taking attendance, so when the angel called his name, he stood up to say present.
其他人神没有看他眼睛的，没有看到啊。
God didn't open anybody else's eyes, so nobody else saw it.
所以这个宝血的显现，你用理性没有办法解释的。
And so you cannot explain this washing of blood using logic.
我们以前在 New Jersey 洗礼。
We used to baptize in New Jersey.
有个弟兄他见证啊，他看到两次耶稣的宝血。
And there's a brother who testified that he saw the blood of Christ twice.
他第一次看到宝血的时候，非常感动，眼泪就掉下来。
The first time he saw it, he was deeply moved, and his tears started falling from his eyes.
他说他心脏一直跳了都一百多下。
He said his heart was kept beating, and he probably beat more than 100 beats a minute.
非常感动。
He was very touched.
耶稣，我们留在十字架上宝血，真的在洗礼当中显现。
That the blood that Jesus shed on the cross is truly in this blood that we wash, we baptize in.
我没有听过一个基督教派曾经有这个见证。
I've never heard this kind of testimony in any denomination.
只有在一个基督教的杂志里面看到一张照片，说那个他们洗礼是红色的。
I only saw a picture in a magazine of a Christian denomination that showed that when they baptized, it was red.
为什么红色的？
Why red?
因为他们在这个桶子里面洗礼，他把那个桶子的底擦红色的油漆。
Because they baptized them in a basin, and under the basin, they painted it red.
所以反映出来是红色的。
So then it reflected as red.
这个他十年前了。
This is about 10 years ago.
除了这个之外，没有听过一个见证，任何洗礼在看到耶稣的宝血。
Besides that, I've never heard of any other testimony where people saw the blood of Christ.
所以圣经的记载，我们真的有这样神祝福的证明。
And so this was the recording of the Bible, and we also have a verification from this testimony.
这非常奇妙。
This is very miraculous.
第二个见证。
The second testimony.
就是洗礼起来，马上得圣灵。
Which is that.Right after getting up from baptism, people receive the Holy Spirit right away.
有时候我们听一些慕道朋友讲哦，如果主耶稣给我圣灵，我就洗礼。
We hear some truth-seeking friends say, if Jesus gives me the Holy Spirit, I'll get baptized.
其实这跟圣经的次序是不太一样。
Actually, that's a little different from the order in the Bible.
彼得讲道理。
Peter gave a sermon.
好多人受感动。
Many people were touched.
就问彼得，我们应该怎么做？
And asked Peter, what should we do?
彼得说，你们要悔改。
Peter said, you must repent.
奉耶稣的名受洗，叫你的罪得赦。
And be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins.
就必领受所应许的圣灵。
And you will receive the promised Holy Spirit.
圣灵是圣洁的灵。
The Holy Spirit is a holy spirit.
所以应该是人洗礼完罪得赦免，圣灵才会降临。
So it should be something that comes upon a person after they're baptized and their sins are washed away.
但是当然有一些神特别怜悯因为你很难信所以没有洗礼，神就给你圣灵。
Of course, there are many people who don't want to believe, and God has mercy on them and gives them the Holy Spirit before they're baptized.
我所见证一个觉得最有能力的一个洗礼是在1995年。
Let me testify about a baptism where I felt it was there was the greatest power back in 1995.
我们在这个肯亚靠近非洲的一个边界，在那个地方布道。
We were evangelizing in Kenya.
到最后一天说要洗礼。
And on the last day, we said we're going to have a baptism.
就请他们写下来，几个要洗礼。
And we asked them to write down how many people want to get baptized.
60个。
They said 60.
那怎么办啊？
I said, now what?
找不到车子，就找一个那个运材的大卡车。
We couldn't find a car as big enough, so we found a huge cargo truck.
那是礼拜天的最后一天就要洗礼。
And it was Sunday, the last day, we were going to go for baptism.
就开到教会，通通上车。
So we drove to church and said, everybody get on.
他们就在后面敲锣打鼓。
And so they got on and started beating drums.
就遇到一个河流，就要下来洗礼。
And we drove and we saw a river and we were going to get baptized.
那个地方人说，这不洗礼啊，这里有鳄鱼啊。
And they said, you can't baptize here. There's poisonous fish inside.
再上车。
So we got back on.
就开到一条很大，那个水冲很大，大概鳄鱼都被冲走了。
And so we got to another part of a river where the flow was so great that it could wash all the poisonous fish away.
我亲眼看到，奉耶稣的名洗礼，头一抬上来就开始说方言，全身震动，充满着能力。那这样把他拉上来，在岸上跪着。祷告十分钟、十五分钟不会停的。
And we baptized someone who got up, and as soon as his head popped out of the water, he started speaking in tongues so powerfully we had to drag him to the shore, and he just knelt there praying in the Holy Spirit for about 10-15 minutes.
圣经讲的真的应验了。
What the Bible records really happened.
洗去你的罪，神的灵就要降在你身上。
That when you are baptized for the remission of your sins, the Holy Spirit will come down on you.
这是第二个证明。
This is the second verification.
洗礼完，马上得圣灵。
That after being baptized, you receive the Holy Spirit immediately.
第三个。
The third,
洗礼不是为着医病。
Baptism is not for the healing of sicknesses.
但是有一些病跟罪是有关系的。
But there are some sicknesses that are related to sin.
所以有时候罪一赦免，病就好了。
So sometimes when your sin is forgiven, your sickness goes away.
我记得在南美有一个青年，他见证。
I remember a youth in South America testified.
他说他常常流鼻血。
He said that he often has a runny nose. He has bloody nose.
流到有时候也没有办法停止。
And sometimes it would flow until it just wouldn't stop.
身体很虚弱。
His body was very weak.
后来他来慕道。
Then he came to seek the truth.
后来接受洗礼。
And he received baptism.
洗礼大概过了半年，他才发现，这个半年怎么没有流鼻血
？And half a year after he received baptism, he realized, how come in this past half year I haven't had a bloody nose?
他发现啊，流鼻血的毛病就结束了，就这样就结束了。
And he realized his bloody nose problem was gone.
这非常奇妙。
It was very miraculous.
洗礼罪得赦免，神的恩典临到，就。没有流鼻血。
That after being baptized, the grace of God came on him, and he didn't have a bloody nose anymore.
还有一个姐妹。
There's also a sister.
她常常有这个偏头痛。
Often she would have migraines.
她也见证说，洗礼完了，过了好几个月，奇怪，怎么都没有痛。
And she also testified that a couple months after she got baptized, she realized, how come I don't get migraines anymore?
病好了。
She was fine.
这个真的很奇妙。
And this is very miraculous.
那这个见证相当多。
These testimonies are actually pretty frequent.
所以这三个见证让我们确实。知道我们的洗礼除了有圣经的根据之外，真的是神有祝福的证明。
So these three kind of testimonies show us that not only does our baptism have a biblical basis, but God also blesses our baptisms.
这个洗礼要奉耶稣的名。
Now true baptism has to be done in the name of Jesus Christ.
不是父子圣灵的名。
Not in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
因为父的名就是耶稣。
Because the name of the Father is Jesus.
子的名也是耶稣。
The name of the Son is Jesus.
所以是奉耶稣的名。
So you do it in the name of Jesus.
全身入浸。
And you fully immerse your body
与主同埋葬
to be buried with Christ.
头低头，这是与主同死
to put your head bowed down to die like Christ.
然后进到主的宝血里面
and to enter into the saving blood of Jesus Christ.
从水里面上来，就是与主同复活
and to come back up from the water to resurrect like Jesus Christ.
然后我们就变成一个新人
and then we are a new person.
所以这个洗礼非常的宝贵。
So this baptism is very precious.
是用主的宝血把我们洗净的。
It is a baptism with the blood of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣只为我们死一次。
Jesus only died for us once.
所以我们只能够洗礼一次。
So we can only be baptized once.
那我们教会也有人洗礼好多次，五六次的。
We also have people in our church who've been baptized many times, 5-6 times.
就是到其他的教会，每一次有罪恶感就找一个教会去洗礼。
Which is that they go to different churches, and every time they feel a little sin, then they go get baptized again.
但是到最后到真耶稣教会是最后一洗。
But in the end, when they finally come to the true Jesus Church, this is your last baptism.
因为这是根据圣经的。
Because this is according to the Bible.
赦罪功效的。
And it has the effect of washing away sins.
不只是代表悔改。
It's not just a symbol of repentance.
真的是有赦罪功效的。
It truly has the effect of washing away sins.
一次就够了。
And once is enough.
不需要再第二次。
You don't need a second time.
那以后你如果犯了一些不至于死的罪就悔改 主耶稣的宝血继续洁净你的罪。
Now, if you sin sometimes that's not a mortal sin, then you repent and God will forgive you.
所以一个人如果决心要接受主耶稣
，So if somebody determines in their heart to accept Jesus,
要接受洗礼
，they must accept baptism.
在主耶稣的身体里面接受洗礼
，to be baptized into the body of Christ.
那第二个就是从圣灵生
，the second is to be washed, to be reborn of the Spirit.
为什么得圣灵这么重要
？Why is it so important to receive the Holy Spirit?
我们看加拉太书
，Let's look at Galatians.
加拉太书第四章
，Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章
，Galatians chapter 4.
六节
，verse five，
第四章第五节
，chapter four， verse five，
要把律法以下的人输出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。第六节
，verse six，
你们既然是儿子，就差他儿子的灵进到你们心里，呼叫阿巴父。第七节
，verse seven，
从此以后你们不是奴仆，乃是儿子，既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。这里告诉我们，神把我们赎出来，就是洗礼的时候，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
Here it tells us that when God has redeemed us, which is at baptism, he receives us so that we can receive the adoption as his son.
那你怎么知道你是儿子？
How do you know you're a son?
你看那个有钱人一死，好多人都说我是他的儿子。
You see, when a rich man dies, everybody says I'm his son.
但是你要证明啊。
But you have to verify somehow.
你能够拿的是出生证明啊。
Do you have a birth certificate?
那你说主耶稣的儿子，你的证明在哪里
？Now you say you're a son or daughter of Jesus Christ. Where's your certificate?
第六节
，verse six.
你既然是神的儿子，神就差他儿子的灵，就是圣灵，进到你的心。
And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts.
那这个圣灵就从你的心呼叫天上的神阿爸父。
The Spirit will cry out, Abba, Father.
所以得圣灵何等的重要啊
！And so it's very important to receive the Holy Spirit.
就是盖一个印。主耶稣，你今天属于他。
Because it is a seal that today you belong to Jesus Christ.
为什么我们信耶稣要得圣灵
？So why do we have to receive the Holy Spirit when we believe in Him?
你每一次跪下来，你的圣灵在里面呼叫天上的神阿爸父。
Every time you kneel down to pray, the Spirit inside you cries out to Him, Abba, Father.
祷告的时候啊，阿爸父，你是我的父。
When you pray, Abba, Father, you are my Father.
我在天上的神，你是我的父。
You are the God in heaven. You are my Father.
那你就可以毫无惧怕的祈求。
And then you can ask for anything you need fearlessly.
那得圣灵以后要靠着圣灵更新变化。
Now after receiving the Holy Spirit, we must be renewed by the Holy Spirit.
这样做新人。
To be a new man.
那我们就可以在得救的时候在末日的时候得救。
And then on the last day, we can be saved.
启示录里面讲两种白衣。
Revelation talks about two types of white robes.
第一个。
The first.
是洗礼的时候神赐给我们白衣。
Is a white robe that God gives us when we are baptized.
这个是主耶稣的义披在我们身上。
And this is the righteousness of Jesus put on to us.
因为神是义的。
Because God is righteousness.
你没有义，你不能靠近神。
If you're not righteous, you can't come close to God.
但是我们都是罪人啊。
But we're all sinners.
那怎么办
？So now what?
要披上耶稣的义。
We have to put on the cloak of Christ.
这个叫做恩典。
This is grace.
所以我们洗礼的时候穿上白衣。
So when we are baptized, we wear white.
那到第二个提到白衣就是。主耶稣再来的时候
Now, the second white robe it talks about is when Jesus comes back.
那是一场婚宴
And that is a marriage feast.
那要穿光明洁白的细麻衣
And then we will wear glorious white robes.
那个光明洁白的细麻衣是什么
And what are these glorious white robes?
就是圣徒所行的义
Which are the righteous acts of the saints.
那我们还没有信耶稣以前常常犯罪啊
But before we believe in Jesus, we sinned a lot.
那为什么主耶稣再来，我们有办法穿圣徒的义
？So how come when Jesus comes again, we're able to wear these white robes of righteousness?
不是同一个人吗
？Aren't we the same person?
以前因为你犯罪，所以你没有办法得救。
In the past, I sinned, so that's why you couldn't be saved.
那为什么你现在有白衣可以穿
？But now, how come you have this white robe to wear?
这个就是圣灵的更新。
This is the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
我们一直祷告。
We continue to pray.
圣灵把我们的罪性改变成为神性。
And the Holy Spirit changes our sinful likeness to the likeness of God.
圣灵给我们力量。
And the Holy Spirit gives us power.
让我们能够胜过罪恶。
So that we can overcome sin.
那渐渐我们就离开了罪。
And then just like this, we will depart from sin.
因为罪是一个权势。
Because sin is a
power.
Is a power.
罪借着酒抓你。
And sin will use like alcohol to.To hold you.
那罪借着这个毒药来抓你。
Sin will use drugs to capture you.
借着淫乱抓你。
Sin will use sexual immorality to bond you.
罪借着赌博抓你。
Sin will use gambling to hold you.
所以人在罪面前都投降。
And so before sin, we are nothing. We are helpless.
那现在得到圣灵,
but now that we have the Holy Spirit,
哦, 你得到能力,
we have power.
这个罪就没有办法控制你,
this sin can no longer control you.
你就一直在成长,
and you'll continue to grow.
那我们就穿着白衣,
and we'll wear these white robes.
主耶稣再来,
and when Jesus comes again,
我们就要到天上,
we will go to heaven.
哦, 享受婚宴,
to enjoy this marriage.
所以如果我们决定信耶稣,
so if we believe to, if we decide to believe in Jesus,
重生,
we must be born again.
接受洗礼,
to accept the water baptism.
罪得赦免,
and for the remission of your sins.
领受圣灵,
to receive the Holy Spirit.
做天国的凭据, 做天国的, 进天国的凭据,
and so that we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
借着圣灵的能力变化更新,
and by the power of the Holy Spirit to be renewed and have a new life.
这样我们就可以得救,
in this way we can be saved.
唱诗,
let's sing hymn.
292.
292.
现在要一起来祷告。
Now we will pray.
在我们真耶稣教会，洗礼是非常有能力的。
In the True Jesus Church, there is a lot of power in baptism.
因为有圣灵的同在。
Because there is the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
有神的祝福。
And the blessing of God.
所以诸位朋友。
So friends.
欢迎你继续查考。
We welcome you to continue studying with us.
等到你明白了圣经的道理。
And when you understand this, the truth, the teachings.
像尼哥底母一样。
Like Nicodemus.
到主耶稣钉十字架的时候。
That when Jesus was nailed to the cross.
他已经不是暗中做门徒。
He no longer was a secret disciple.
他出来跟一个财主一起要求主耶稣的身体。
He came out with a rich man to boldly ask for the body of Jesus Christ.
因为他看到耶稣的死。
Because he saw Jesus' death.
他深受感动。
And he was moved.
他愿意做一个基督徒。
And he was willing to be a Christian.
他愿意付出代价。
He was willing to bear the cross.
所以我们要接受主的宝血洗礼是极大的恩典。
And so to accept the baptism of Jesus Christ is a great blessing and grace.
但是也需要有极大的决心。
But we also need a great determination.
如果主耶稣说为着我的救恩而死。
If Jesus died for my sins,
我要爱主耶稣，爱到为他而死。
I will love Jesus to the death.
如果有这个决心，
if we have this determination,
我们所到就不困难。
Then it will not be difficult to observe His commands.
如果我们没有预备付出代价，
but if we are not prepared to bear our burden,
还是暗中做门徒，
and we continue to be a hidden secret disciple,
信仰的路就会很难走。
The walk of faith will be a hard one to walk.
所以我们要接受洗礼。要决心。
So in order to be baptized, we must make a determination.
要为着做基督徒付出代价。
That in order to be a Christian, we must bear the burden.
有这个决心就可以洗礼。
If we have this determination, we can be baptized.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Now we will pray.
那大有能力的圣灵。
Now this great Holy Spirit.
让主耶稣从死里复活的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit that allowed Jesus to resurrect from the dead.
在水里面。变成血那个圣灵
The Holy Spirit that turns water into blood
要充满在我们里面
will be filled in us
要更新我们
will renew us
要变化我们
will change us
这是何等大的应许
This is a great promise
所以我们一起来求圣灵
And so let's pray for the Holy Spirit
我们一起来求圣灵的充满
Let's pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit
让每个人更新变化穿白衣服
So that we can all be renewed and changed and wear a white robe
来接受主的再来
To receive Jesus when he comes again
如果你要得求圣灵
If you want to pray for the Holy Spirit,
要求恩典接受按手，请我们到前面来。
To pray for blessings and grace, or to receive the laying of hands, please come to the front.
一起来祷告。
Let's pray.